for a another word for home is a
big house.
And
dwelling.
You might say on the street there.
Dwelling is
okay.
Just.
All right, the house is fine. That's what
yeah.
I meant. That was after the pronunciation of house here. You might say on the street there are 10 houses. If there's one house here on the street, there are 10.
10 houses.
And on the farm, behind the house, there's a big red
barn.
And the place where they keep the corn?
Crib. And the grain is the granary. That's all.
The upper part of the barn, they call it
hayloft.
And that's where they put the hay first. If they have some hay left over, they put it outside the barn. They pile it up.
Oh, a stack.
Do they ever pile up hay out in the field?
Oh, yeah.
What do they call that?
Another stack.
Another stack.
Of course, now with this baling,
yeah, they don't do
that's
that.
A new thing to me, but that, I don't know what they call that, a pile, I guess.
I don't know. The building that keeps
a stack. It's a stack.
Stack would be outside the house.
Straw stack, a hay stack, anything put in the field that's in bulk, loose, is a stack.
They wouldn't call it a haycock out in the field.
No, that's when they put the hay up in the field and cocks them.
Oh.
And then haul it in from
the handmaid's paper. Sure. It's out in the field would be a haycock then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's prepared to haul in, you know.
They rake it up into a haycock.
They rake it up and then put it up, but they don't do that no more.
No, no.
Well, that takes care of what you want.
Right. Many of the terms I want in farming are old terms anyway, rather than new ones. I don't know what they do today. Now, the building they keep the cows in?
Well, the dairy barn.
And the building they keep the hogs in?
In some way, they call it the milking parlor. Now, you take it out from where my daughter is down in California. They're where they get the big ranches. They milk the cows and they don't put them in and they don't stable them. They call it a milking parlor.
Oh, that's in California.
They milk them.
Mm-hmm.
Push them out and put another bunch in and push them out. They'll go right out in the open.
Mm-hmm. That would be
but
California.
But our regular dairy barn here, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And how about where they keep the hogs?
Well, they're just a hog barn. Hog is called a swine.
Is that what they call it?
But I don't use that very often myself.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to take it from me, right?
Hog barn. Okay, that's what I want to know. What's the enclosure where they feed the stock? What do they call it? Inside the fence where they trample the ground?
Barnyard.
And I suppose just outside the fence, there wouldn't be any grass in a barnyard, would there?
No.
But outside the fence, there'd be some grass. You might park your tractor out there. Any special word for that? That area?
Well, I don't know. Do you ask for that?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know what. It all goes as barnyard.
The whole thing.
Storage.
Okay.
No storage there. It's just a barnyard, and it includes putting everything except the house yard.
Oh,
then you come to the house yard. See? That's enclosed, sometimes enclosed the fences. I'm not.
Well, what kind of fence would it be, Father?
Well, pickets or wire. Ornamental?
What kind of wire would that be?
Well, I might say lawn fence.
Do they ever use the sticky wire?
Or no, not for that.
But what do you call that wire?
Barbed wire. That's fetal fence.
And do you ever have woven wire?
Yeah. Well, they use woven wire, but that doesn't...
Not around the house.
That comes around the house. The woven wire is used anywhere and everywhere. Have a welded fence now.
And where do you put the cows and sheep out to graze? Put them out?
Pasture.
What was that again, sir?
Pasture. P-S-T-U-R-E.